said, here he comes up to the mic.
Captain Content.
Captain Doc.
Captain Digital.
Steve. Okay.
Impart us with your knowledge.
So what are we going to be frustrated with this week, Eddie?
Frustrated? Where's the solutions on the show? We're not into frustration.
But I mean, you feed off frustration.
I do a little bit. That's how we earn our money.
Your stock and trade is people's problem.
Guide us to the light that is Nirvana.
My answer is, don't do it. Good evening, Edward Josephs, your digital doctor here. We're going to talk about frustration, problems, and maybe some
solutions.
Warning, more than solutions, I think. When we started off the show, actually, I sort of jokingly said that if you ever fall up for an excuse in this day and age, well, you can always say, hey, I had to install Win95 and that's why I'm late. Now, it is actually a joke. And
are you dead, David? You mean?
Anyway.
Seriously, but don't you think some of the fantastic things that Windows 95 do is worth it?
Some of their fantastic things are fantastic in actual fact.
But why is it, sorry, David, Edward Yates, it's a bad in the game.
Yes, go ahead.
Microsoft Windows 95 powered P4100 is hanging randomly now. Why is that, Rita?
And what is the message?
It's called, you don't know how to configure it properly.
Yeah, it worked okay for a year, and suddenly, I'm going to hang up.
And the informative message is?
Call.
There was an error, and it's good night, Charlie. No, look, but seriously, as Rita said, no, a lot of the Windows 95 stuff is pretty good, and a lot of the applications that run under 95 are good. I particularly love the PPP thing that's built into Win95. It is really excellent. Forget Trumpet Winsock if you've got Win95. You don't need it, you don't want
Duncan.
It. It's really good. Trumpet Winsock's great with Win31. Love that too.
I think we're going to have to surgically remove your Trumpet Winsock by the end of the year, mate.
How hard is it to set up?
It takes an hour and a half instead of an hour.
I had a 7.5-year-old girl who couldn't see or couldn't walk to set it up.
I heard there was a 40-year-old person who couldn't set it up after 3 days and give up. But anyway, look, seriously, there is a little bit of truth in that, I think, because if you do have problems with Win95, often the Microsoft people will actually tell you to basically
get stuffed.
No, reinstall. Make reinstall things go away.
That's right. They just say reinstall it, and that's so easy, isn't it? Anyway, let's talk about some of these problems. For example, when Win95 first came out, and I mean this is not really trying to can Microsoft, but just a few words of warnings. Be careful, right? Now, when Windows 95 first came out, we talked about some of the problems in trying to transfer Win95 from a small hard disk to a new hard disk, and we suggested months and months and months ago that if you're going to go Win95, make sure you get your hard disk upgraded first, because trying to take it from one hard disk to another can be tricky at the best of times for the best of them. Because Windows 95 is, of course, an operating system. It's not just a bunch of programs like Windows 31 that you just copy from machine to machine and basically fire it up again on top of DOS and Bob's your uncle. No, it's not like that. Now, similar problems, actually, to that can occur if you simply try to back up Windows 95 to another directory on your hard disk and then try to recopy it after deleting the Windows directory. So when people say, you know, hey, reinstall it, and you say, well, you know, I'll just make a backup of this, and then if it hits the fan, well, I can always bail out. I've got a parachute here on my hard disk. It's called backup. Maybe not quite so simple. Here is the scenario. Now, something goes wrong with Windows 95. Let's say, for example, Tony out there, you have a PC MCIA modem which won't talk to your Win95 anymore because maybe a trusty, friendly, helpful soul has installed maybe a third-party PC MCIA manager or something like that, and suddenly you get messages like, hey, insert your PC MCIA modem, and you try to reinstall it, and you stick it in, and you pull it out, and it says, hey, insert your PC MCIA modem, and you... Anyway, we won't go on all night about that, and you say, well, this isn't working too well. I wish I could bail out of this. So, you call... Well, who would you call? Microsoft. And they will say...
Duncan.
They will say, we're lovely. And we can't wait to talk to you, but please hang on.
And then they will say, reinstall Windows 95. And in fact, if you get the right person, or maybe the wrong person, they will say, delete the Windows directory and start again. So at this stage, you may, of course, decide that I'll do that, yes, but I'll make it back up to another directory and I'll call it WinBack or something like that. Now, that's always a good idea with Windows 31, and it always has been. You know, before you go installing any new software, whatever, you do an X copy under DOS, X copy Windows space WinBack /S/E, so you copy the entire Windows and subdirectories to a WinBack thing.
So this is something you should tackle about with caution. We do not promote you should do this at home as you tell us.
Yeah,
to the show.
Actually, I like that. That's not, that is a good.
Should not be done at home.
Yeah. Okay. Actually, sometimes I think none of these things should be done on your home computer at home.
Because Edward's fault if it breaks.
Okay. Anyway, so you finally delete your Windows directory stuff using, DOS Deltry or something like this. You take your advice and you start to install Windows 95. But disaster often. Now, and this has actually happened.
What is a disaster?
What happens is, now lots of people have Windows 31 and Windows 95 on the machine and they operate them both because some of the stuff they know works under Win 31, they don't need it to change and whatever, and Microsoft will probably say, no, you don't need Win 31, that's all obsolete. Why have you even got that there? You shouldn't even have that there.
Where was that option in the install?
I don't know.
Because I tried that.
There isn't.
It's actually worse than that. If you do try to do this installation, what we actually found is that if Windows 31 is present, for example, you've stuck it on after you've installed Windows 95 because you might have had it and bought it and you've decided this Win 95 is a bit tricky and I might just run Win 31 as well in a, say, Win 3.1.1 directory or something like that, it gets very ugly. Very ugly. Because it won't let you install Win 95. If you have the OEM version. Now, I could get shot down for saying this, but this is what we found. Now, there must be a way around this, but the Microsoft people couldn't tell us what it was. And I believe, actually, from a near and close and dear associate of mine, that if you rename your win.com and win.ini to maybe temp.com and temp.ini, that you may actually be able to reinstall Win 95 from the OEM version, because what it says is, there is an existing operating system here already present. Use Windows 95 upgrade. It won't allow you to use the OEM. And you say, but hang on, I've got the real legit full-fledged, I don't want upgrade, I haven't got it, and, you know, and all this kind of stuff.
And we don't care.
So then Microsoft will tell you, delete your Windows 31 stuff. And then you'll be able to reinstall Windows 95, and on it goes. The problem is, of course, you don't really want to get rid of all your Win 31 stuff and all the configuration things that go with it, because then you're really stranded. And by this stage, you really just wanted to go back to where you were 2 hours ago and maybe go to bed and get some sleep.
I reckon just buy an abacus, bugger all that.
So you decide to recopy your backed up Win 95 stuff and go to bed, and no, guess what? It won't work. Win 95 has lots of hidden files. These are vital, and they didn't copy when you made the backup, and Microsoft does not offer phone support for this kind of situation and how to recover. And if you want to waste some more time, you can actually talk to the people who will try to help you to unhide and copy and all that sort of stuff from one machine to another. But in the end, it will almost certainly be a total waste of time. So the moral of the story, we haven't got time for that. Maybe next week.
Good on you, mate. Yes, we are running out of time very quickly here, but we do have some giveaways. Thank you, Rita. What are they?